Baldwin told the crowd at the outset of her speech that she knew they'd heard a lot about Wisconsin lately, from vice presidential nominee Paul Ryan, from Governor Scott Walker, and possibly from her Republican U.S. Senate opponent, former Governor Tommy Thompson.
Well, I'm here to tell you that they don't speak for all of Wisconsin.
Baldwin talked up Wisconsin's progressive traditions. She said the people of Wisconsin believed that in order to prosper, everyone had to have a fair shot, and everyone had to do their fair share. Baldwin highlighted her backing of the so-called Buffett rule, named after billionaire Warren Buffett. It would raise taxes on millionaires.
But Mitt Romney wants to pass even more tax cuts for those at the very top. The Wisconsin I know knows that their plan will only bust our budget, not boost our economy.
Baldwin, who would be the first openly gay U.S. senator, praised President Obama, saying he'd made historic progress toward equality.
He repealed Don't Ask, Don't Tell, so that no American ever again has to lie about who they are in order to serve the country we love. Republicans want to write discrimination into our Constitution.
Thompson's campaign issued a statement after Baldwin's speech, calling her policies a throwback to big government excesses and referring to Baldwin as the most liberal member of Congress. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.